AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A jury in New York has found former President Trump liable for sexually abusing advice columnist E. Jean Carroll in 1996 and later defaming her. Ed Donahue has details.
Jurors rejected the claim by Carroll Trump raped her, but liable for sexual abuse and for defaming Carroll after she made her allegations public. He was ordered to pay $5 million. Carroll did not speak after leaving court. Trump attorney Joe Tacopina says they will appeal.
Part of me was obviously very happy that Donald Trump was not branded a rapist. I didn't think there should be any liability findings, so we'll pursue it.
On his social media site, Donald Trump called the verdict a disgrace and a continuation of the greatest witch hunt of all time. I'm Ed Donahue.
Come June 1, the U.S. government may be unable to pay its bills unless the debt ceiling is raised. President Biden called congressional leaders to the White House to discuss that today. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
It is unfortunate that so many of you are here today because the president has denied us to talk for the last 97 days. I'm hoping that the next 2 weeks are different.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
We again repeat our plea to Speaker McCarthy. Take default off the table and let's resume negotiations in the budget process, in the appropriations process, where we have legitimate differences.
Sources tell AP New York Congressman George Santos is facing federal criminal charges, the case against him under seal. Investigators are revealing details about the mass shooting at a suburban Dallas mall over the weekend that left 8 dead before a police officer killed the gunman.
He had 8 weapons with him.
Texas Department of Public Safety's Hank Sibley.
He had 3 on his person, and he had 5 in his vehicle. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms has run traces on all the weapons. All of the weapons were legally obtained by the shooter.
The shooter's motive still under investigation. Stocks closed lower on Wall Street. This is AP News. The winner of the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show will be crowned tonight. Julie Walker has a preview.
With more than 3,000 dogs, competition is stiff. At nearly 150 years old, Westminster is the second oldest continuously running sporting competition in the U.S., behind only the Kentucky Derby. Behind the scenes in the proverbial green room, a Bronco Italiano receives a jowl massage. Groomers blow dry the bellies of Tibetan spaniels, unfurl curlers from the muzzles of snow-white Malteses, and spritz the coiffed, cloud-like bobs of Bichon Frises. Last year, a bloodhound won, before that, a Pekingese. Julie Walker, New York.
Playoff action tonight in the NBA, Sixers-Celtics, Suns-Nuggets, both those series tied at 2. In the NHL, the Hurricanes are up 2-1 on the Devils, the Kraken 2-1 on the Stars. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.